ABC Listen.
Hello, friends. It's Ruby here, and you are listening to a special episode of News Time.
Hi, Ruby.
Hi, Ruby.
Hello, Ruby.
This episode is going to be all about something called AI. AI is an acronym, which means the letters stand for words. Do you know what those words are?
Awesome information.
Alien intelligence.
Amazing intelligence.
Artificial intelligence.
Ah, bingo. That's exactly right. AI stands for artificial intelligence.
Is that someone who is smart about art?
Not exactly. AI is pretty exciting though. The whole world seems to be talking about it these days.
Why?
We are about to find out. My friend Ange Lavoie-Pierre is the national technology reporter for the ABC. And that means she spends a lot of time thinking about AI and computers.
How can I assist you today?
How can I assist you?
I am a human.
Hello, Ange.
Hi, Ruby. Hey, everyone.
Hi, Ange.
Okay, Ange, there is clearly a bit of confusion happening already. So, first of all, can you pretty please explain to us what artificial intelligence, or AI, actually means?
I definitely can. So, Ruby, you and I are humans. Our intelligence comes from our brains. Computers don't have brains like us, but we can train them to do something that's a lot like thinking, so they can make decisions without our help. That is artificial intelligence.
Do you train a computer like you train a pet to do tricks? With lots of treats?
Actually, that is one way to do it. Except instead of dog treats, it's points. Like in a video game. To begin with though, you take a special computer program that's built to learn. Then you give it lots and lots and lots of information. More information than a human could absorb in an entire lifetime. Then you ask it to do a job. For example, maybe you're building an AI that's job is to draw trees. So you start by showing it a whole forest worth of trees. Then you ask it to draw you one. And at first, just like anyone starting a new job, it's going to make mistakes. Maybe it gives you three trees and a stick of celery.
Mmm, delicious, but not a tree.
That's okay though, because the next step is making AI practice its job.
Mmm, this is where the treats come in handy, right?
Exactly. So you give the AI points when it shows you a tree and not so many for celery.
You can train it how to do that stuff every day. When you, like you said on the line, every day it will start knowing how to do that.
I think that they might get smarter than the whole world.
And why is there all this fuss about AI right now?
Good question. So a few years ago, scientists had some big breakthroughs and they worked out how to make AI much smarter than it had been in the past. You could say AI is having a growth spurt. And because it's now much smarter than it used to be, humans are using it in more ways. Probably the most famous one is the chatbot called ChatGPT. You can type in questions and commands and it'll write back to you, almost like a human, even though it's definitely not.
Definitely not a human, but can write like a human. So what kinds of things could we chat to this AI chatbot about?
Anything, really. You could type in, write me a 500-word story about vampire bats. The chatbot will either search the internet or its own memory for as much information as possible about vampire bats, and then write you a story. And it's super quick. But, and this is a big but, it isn't always accurate. That's because AI does not have critical thinking in the same way humans do.
And critical thinking is critical.
Yeah, so for journalists like us, Ruby, when we get new information about a story, we know to go to multiple sources to check that information. And we know which sources are trustworthy.
Yeah, we make sure something's true before we tell the whole world about it.
Right, but the AI doesn't have those skills, so you can't always rely on it for facts. That said, there is still lots of stuff AI can do to help humans, like brainstorming creative ideas, making scientific discoveries, organising your calendars, all kinds of things we're still working out.
Like turn on air conditioning or heater whenever you want it to.
Tie your shoelaces up if they come undone.
Make me be able to flush the toilet from the car.
One job AI is getting really good at is making movies. Short ones, anyway. There's a new tool this year that can instantly make really convincing short videos based on just a few words. So, for example, I might type in the words, a litter of golden retriever puppies playing in the snow.
Oh, yeah, I'd watch that.
Me too. And AI will make a video that looks like it was filmed with real puppies in the actual snow, even though none of it really happened.
Wow.
It's a bit crazy that you can speak to it and then, for an example, you could say, make a million dogs be coming out of one dog and then it will show you like a video of it.
Oh, okay, I'm not sure I'd want to see that one. And a video like that, well, we'd be able to tell that wasn't real straight away. But, Ange, that wouldn't be the same for all videos, would it? How can we tell if a video is of something real or something made by AI?
Well, it can be tricky, but there are hints. AI-generated images sometimes have mistakes in them, like giving humans extra fingers or limbs, and in some videos, things just appear out of nowhere.
It's weird to see someone with that many fingers.
People might think that something's wrong with her and she's just getting extra fingers.
I think people could take it wrongly and get really hurt by that.
So just like with chatbots, AIs making images still get things a little bit wrong. They might not make those mistakes forever, though. They're practicing all the time, which means they're getting better. So as AI improves, humans are going to have to be more careful making sure that what we're seeing is real. And the best way to do that is by following the principles of media literacy.
We've talked about those before. They're things like checking the source of a piece of information or being on the lookout for things like an extra finger or an exaggerated fact. Things that seem just a little bit strange.
Or too good to be true.
Yeah. We actually have a News Time special all about media literacy, and you can listen to it in the News Time feed if you haven't already.
And if you want to use AI technology, that's something you should be doing with a grown-up.
What will AI mean for me as I grow up?
That is a very good question because AI keeps changing and evolving. Even now, some jobs that used to be done by humans are being done by AI because, well, an AI doesn't need to be paid and humans do. For example, some people who work in call centres answering the questions of customers who ring in are being replaced by AI chatbots that can answer questions over the internet.
It's taking people's jobs away and I don't think that's okay.
I think AI's being a bit greedy. AI has enough jobs to like give people information and give people extra fingers.
It makes me feel a bit worried because your parents need money to get food and to keep you safe.
I don't really feel that worried because most of the jobs that my parents work, it doesn't really make sense if AI could take over it.
Will my school teacher be replaced by a computer?
Yeah, what about me? Will News Time be hosted by an AI version of Ruby one day?
No. Well, not anytime soon.
Whew.
In fact, there are lots of jobs that AI can't do. Think about police or paramedics who respond to emergencies, or a chef or a builder. Teachers also have an important job teaching students face-to-face. But there are jobs where AI can maybe give you a hand. For example, Ruby, if you asked AI to find stories to talk about on News Time, it could give you a list and you could choose from it, as long as you were very careful that the AI wasn't making things up.
But isn't that cheating?
Not always, but it can be. For example, getting AI to do your homework for you.
I think it'll be good so I can catch up on all my homework even though I haven't done none.
That might not be the best idea. Because as smart as AI is, humans are still smarter. AI does make mistakes, and those mistakes are pretty easy to spot. Plus, you wouldn't learn anything that way.
It's kind of a good thing because then people can't cheat in tests and stuff.
I don't really think it matters because
I don't do my homework anyway.
You know, there is a way that AI can help you do your homework that wouldn't be cheating. With a grown-up's help, you could ask it to give you a list of important articles on the subject of your homework. AI can do that really quickly, rather than you having to search and search. Then you could use the time you save to understand the information and write your own response.
I think there's a good side and a bad side, because the good side is that you can do stuff much easily, and the bad side is that it's taking over people's work. I think it's a pretty cool idea, because if you're having a really big day and you need to make something or do something, it can take away a little bit of stress.
And it's a bad thing because it's taking everyone's jobs. It's almost like it already has started taking over the world.
So, is AI good or bad?
I don't think AI is good or bad, Ruby. It's all about how people use it, and we're still working out the best way to do that. Some companies are already using AI to draft documents, do research, even write emails. Teachers in some Australian states, the ones that haven't banned AI in their schools, are using it to make them better teachers, like writing lesson plans. Ideally, in the long run, AI is going to make our lives easier. Maybe lots easier. But remember, we are still in the practice stage. So double-check everything it gives you.
It is a relief to hear that AI can be a force for good.
Totally. We just need to keep an open mind about what AI can or should do. It's an area of technology that is moving really quickly. But right now, there are lots of grown-ups in powerful positions coming up with rules to make sure that we do it right.
Could it get smarter than humans one day?
Well, becoming smarter than humans and taking over the world aren't necessarily the same thing. But lots of companies are racing to build an AI that is smarter than humans at pretty much everything. They call it Artificial General Intelligence, or AGI. But we're not there yet. Some scientists say it's a few years away, and some say we'll never get there.
I think it could have the potential to almost be as smart as some humans.
I think they would ask you when you get home or something, how was your day, and that sort of stuff.
AI is already doing incredible things, and it is getting smarter. The hard part is working out the best way for us to use it.
Well, I like the idea of using it to watch puppies playing in the snow. Hey, Ange, thank you so much for teaching us about artificial intelligence.
No problem, Ruby. Thanks for having me. Bye, everyone.
Thank you, Ange.
And I'll catch you all very soon for our regular weekly episode of News Time.
Bye, Ruby.
Bye, Ruby.
News Time is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For other awesome podcasts to play, music to move to, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, download the ABC Kids Listen app. It's free from your app store.